Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning, October 16th. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Wind's a little blowy, Captain Mick. Johnny B. here.
Little blustery.
Lost reaction.
Now, I think they're calling for northeast winds about 25 to 35 today in Galveston. So
that's churning, baby.
That's it. Button down the hatches. Here we go. At least it's going to cool off.
Or embrace it. Fly kite, yeah. Kids.
That's it.
Fly kite.
Better be a strong kite, too.
Yeah, get some good twine on that string.
Yeah, Astros pulled off another one.
Yeah, they did.
Man, Correa, big bomb in the ninth. Mm. Unreal.
Mm.
That's
they went to town, baby.
Nothing like a walk-off.
No, not at all.
And most of the bats are still chilled for both teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's
pitching's really holding up good. I never
thought
this.
Big respect to all the rookies. The rookies stepped up big time. My gosh, for most of those kids, it's, you know, their first, second, third time pitching in the playoffs, and I mean, they've been doing phenomenal.
Yeah, so,
I mean, it's pretty special to see.
It is. Well, hope two more,
baby,
and then we'll get in the big show.
Oh yeah, we're almost there, Cat Mick. Who knows?
We are. I mean, we're a couple of games away.
Hey man,
from it.
We're almost there, baby.
I mean, what a ball club with a lot of heart. They just won't give up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams down 3-0. That's just attitudes. I mean, anyway. All right. Well, let's get rolling. Our sponsors today, Mainstream Marketing, Texan Roofing, the Belleville Meat Market, and Waymore Silencers. All right, Galveston right now. 78 down on that island. You know, that front's just passing, clearing the coast. I think it hit up my way on Trinity Bay about 2:30, 2:40 this morning. And we've got a good wind switch and a light shower with it. There are some light showers in the area with this front. But down in G-Town today, they're calling for a 40% chance of showers this morning, then remaining overcast and windy during the afternoon hours, high of 79. Northeast winds will be 25 to 35 miles per hour. And then tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 66. That's down on the island. It'll be a little cooler up here, but east-northeast winds 15 to 25. And then for Saturday, tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, winds will be southeast 10 to 20. Swinging right back around. So I don't think there's going to be as much of this front as they anticipated. We're going to get a southerly wind turn that quick. But it is a cold front. We'll just live with what we get. Tides for today. If anybody's going, we have a four tide schedule. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a high at 4:10 a.m. That's coming up. It's a 1.6, then a low at 10:10 a.m., an 0.6, then a high at 5:05 p.m., a 1.9, and then a low at 11:02 p.m., a 1.0. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m., sunset, 6:47 p.m., our moon phase, 1%. New moon tomorrow night, total darkness. Currently, the buoy offshore, it's showing a south wind at 2. It hadn't reached out there yet. Water temp 78.6. Eagle Point, it's due north at 17, gusting to 21. 80-degree water. Morgan's Point, 80-degree water with a north wind at 14, gusting to 20. And all the barometric pressure readings are rising with this front. They're all just above 30 inches. So there it is. Let's go over to the tri-bay now. Let's get all hooked up with the hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond. What's up, Hammer?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. Living a dream, brother.
There you go.
Living a dream.
Aren't we all?
I'm showing big goose eggs on the deal. That thing's barely even. I think I've seen a little bit of northwest, but it's not even. It hadn't came through here yet.
It's right there.
It's right at our back door. I know it's
right at the back door. Fixing to clear the guff here in a minute.
Come on, bring it on, man. What else? Two tropical storms in a month. I go to the doctor yesterday, and he checks my blood pressure, and it's sky high. And well, they don't even give you time to sit down, catch your breath. You know what I mean? And oh, they pumped a flu shot into me, and my cholesterol's coming down. Looks like I'm going to live a little while longer anyway, Captain Mickey. They gave me another 3 month bill of health. Then. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. We ain't getting no younger, that's for sure. And we burn the midnight oil, you know what I mean. And out in the weather and everything, I don't know. The old human body's pretty resilient, man. We can get through some stuff. But anyway, everything went good, and I got to get out Monday. Melinda and I went for a boat ride, and we just got us a quart of Hop-O-Matics and took our little old 18-year-old Papillon. She loves to go boat riding, and so we just went out for a little scouting trip. And heck, man, a friend of mine had just put a couple of used tires on the front of my truck. I was having one of the steel belts, I think, broke, and it was kind of like a hump in the tire, and you could feel it going down the road.
That causes tread separation. You don't want that to happen at 70 miles an hour.
No, sir. So I had them. Anyway, I got some old used tires thrown on the front, and he didn't charge me a penny. He said, hey, just bring me some fish. So I said, that's easy enough. And anyway, Melinda and I got them two reds and a sheep head and a black drum, filleted them all up for him and took him to him, and they ate them that night. Fresh, man. He couldn't get over it. So that was on Monday. And Wednesday, I had an actual real trip with some of my next-door neighbors. Brought Ian, Rob, and Todd, nice group of guys. One was two of them were brothers, and one of them was a lifelong friend. And they actually brought their deep sea stuff down here to go hit the surf. But they all of a sudden wanted to go bay fishing. So, do you have any rod and reels? And I went, yeah, I do, but you want to use my stuff? And anyway, we did. We went out, we got a couple quarts of shrimp and banged on the bays a little bit. I only went to one bay actually. And man, we found them at every little stop we got. I mean, there was a fish biting. We had a baby trout or a baby red or something or a miss, you know what I mean? They couldn't get the timing down with the popping corks. They haven't done it too much. Two of them were bass fishermen, bless their hearts, and not too much saltwater experience under their belt. But, hey, man, we got them through it and taught them how to do a little accuracy casting, you know, just trying to get around. If you can pinpoint that popping cork and land on that side of that reef, right, if all you got to do is get it up there, you know, and hey, it's just a lot of practice. Me and you've done it all our lives, and some people don't get the chance to go out there and really try to accuracy cast. How can I hit a 5 gallon wash tub from about 60, 70 feet away or whatever, you know, just get out in the backyard and practice a little bit. But hey, man, we had a good day. We had six trouts. I think the biggest one was pushing 20 inches. We had three redfish all around 22, 23 inches long. And then we had some big old golden croakers to go along with it too. So they ended up, and by the time I filleted all that up, they each got a bag, and I evenly divided the fillets as best as I could for them. And hey, man, it was all smiles, and they learned a lot. And that's the main thing. When I take somebody out, man, especially guys that don't get to go, I like to explain things. And like I said, about the casting and this and that, man, it'll all come with practice. You just got to get out there and do it. But we had a great time, man. It was a really good day on Wednesday. And then yesterday, seeing the doctor, and I, you know, put a little smile on my face. I'm going to make it a little longer. So I said, Doc, he goes, well, blood pressure's up. I said, well, Doc, I'm drinking. I didn't tell him, but I said, I'm drinking a case of beer a day. We've had two hurricanes, two tropical storms in a month. Dude, what do you think? You think my blood pressure's going to be?
Are you on blood pressure medicine?
Yes, sir, I am.
You are?
One little bitty, 10 milligrams a day.
That's what I take. When I first got on it, I'd never had high blood pressure until about 3 months ago, and it wasn't really that high. But he said, nah, you need to get on it. It was running in like 142 over 70 and 75, and, you know. But he put me on it, and I first time I took my blood pressure after I got on that medicine, I'm walking around dead. So he cut it in half. So it keeps me about 110 over 70, 110 over 68.
Oh, man, you can't beat that. Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know, it's something you got to do in your life now. I'm going, I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to remember to take that pill.
A lot of it's our diet, and you know what I mean? I'm a salt fanatic, and, you know, I got to where I use sea salt a lot instead of regular iodized salt. And he said, oh, you know, I just said, man, I have to admit it, man. I just like salty foods and something about it, but it's not always the best for you anyway. Hey, man, as we get older, we just have to watch a little bit.
Hey,
more,
we're here for a short time. Enjoy yourself, man. If you don't die you'll die something else. Just, you know.
That's right.
Live your life.
Popping Corks 101 down here, doing a little teaching, doing a little sharing some information with my friends and customers that come down here. They're going to go home with some knowledge. I'm going to teach them something about the Tri-Bay area, whether it's deep cuts and guts and drop-offs or channels or oyster reefs or towheads or whatever it is. There's a reason we're fishing in that area. And it's not like I haven't spent the last 35 years going out every day and looking for them. I did that years ago, and I found out where they hung out, and now I go straight to them, you know. And if they're not there in 15 minutes, I'm sorry, I don't have the patience. Pull it up. We're getting the anchor, and we're going to another spot. So, and I don't let the day get boring at all. I just keep on going, keep on moving, keep that head up, keep on a casting for them. I called them a bunch of casting notes, son of a guns. No casting, son of a guns, but anyway, we had a lot of fun with that, and they were amazed, I believe, at how far you could actually cast a spinning rod and how accurate you could get it with a little practice. But anyway, nothing to brag about as far as the size of fish. Like I said, we had a 20-incher. They were plenty happy to get those fish and take them home and take home some knowledge with them too. Our boat ramps, it's a tough decision what you're going to do down here. I'm going to try to get the local people's phone number who we can contact to get some gravel put in down at Amigo Lane, which is the old size bait camp on Christmas Bay. It's like deteriorated. You can't even hardly get a truck turned around and get your long boat trailer backed in there anymore. There's just not a peninsula there. It's all disintegrating. And what is there? The crabbers are parking there, and so it's making it really tough. But anyway, I'm gonna try to find out all the phone numbers where we can call, and maybe get some folks to call into these people and help have them bring us some dump trucks of gravel down there and see if they can't fix that boat ramp up a little bit. I know it's a well-used boat ramp right there on Christmas Bay, and I know how many people's launched there through the years. And you hate to lose things. You know, we're losing our land fast enough. If you look at the little islands and stuff out there, they're just deteriorating at a speed that I can't even imagine. You know, just seeing the stuff, knowing where the islands used to be and everything, and now it's just a little bitty old pot of shell. You know what I mean? Each storm and each...
Well, we knew all this was going to happen when they deepened and widened that ship channel and brought more water in from the Gulf. You know, it's...
Boy, oh boy.
I've watched places in my backyard just totally disappear that were normal wading grounds. Now you got to drift them out of the boat. Can't even get out and wade them.
It's
too
deep. Go ahead.
No, I'm through. I said it was too deep.
It's happening at a fast rate, too, buddy. I mean, I guess I say that. I've been down here for so dang long, and I know some of those islands were there, I'd say, five years ago. 5 years ago, there was almost twice as much island there is left now, these little places.
Yeah.
I mean, it's totally eroding. And anyway, hey, enjoy it while we got it. And everybody pick up, bring your garbage bag, and take your own trash home. And and nobody else is going to do it. So you got to kind of look up and pick up after people. They're not going to do it for themselves. It's a shame to say, but what I see at these ramps and on the highway, and it's just amazing how much garbage we have, and watching people pitch it out the window just irks my stomach, man. I can't take it. You know what I mean? It's Mother Earth, and we got to take care of her. What is left of it, we at least need to take care of it. So, hey, man, I'm off the soapbox. I've got plenty of openings down here, Captain Mickey. If anybody wants to come down, y'all can call my wife about complaints or bookings. Call her at 713. Her name is Melinda, 713-208-0683. Or they can reach me. That was my number. She's hollering at me. I can hear back to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a little backwards this morning. Okay, booking purposes, 713-208-0680.
All buddy, right, Glenn.
That's about all I got for you this morning.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. I'll talk to you later. See
okay,
you, man.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, later. All right, that's the Hammer down in the Tri-Bay area. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 421 in the Bayou City. That brings back memories. All right, let's head down the coast. Let's go see what's up with Captain Tommy Alexander down in Matagit down Gorda. Tommy, what's up?
What's going on, Mickey?
Full Metal Jackets.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I don't know. What's our weather going to do? It's blowing. It's raining at my house. I don't know if it's raining in Matagorda yet, but.
Yeah, there's a little light rain along the coast and just above this front line that we're going to deal with this morning, about a 40% chance of it. And as this thing clears the coast.
Yeah, we got some kind of, it's a company tournament thing. I think there's about 15 boats in it.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Everybody's going to be in a river, 25 to 35 is what they're calling for. On the...
It's either going to be the river or the intercoastal. I don't know.
Yeah. Old river rat like you, you can go in there and get with it.
That's all. I guess we don't
you
have
guess. Any options. Not a lot of options, brother.
Not a lot of options. No, sir, you're right. Not a lot of options. Man, it's always something. Every time you have a tournament, there's bad weather.
That's it. Having tournaments.
You just say the word tournament and there's bad weather.
Or yeah. You can just stop having weather.
Well, we got to have weather.
Bad ones.
You got to have weather to save the fish. I mean, if it was perfect every day, we wouldn't have any fish left.
That's true. That's Mother Nature's way of saving them.
Keep all of you predators off of those beautiful schools of trout.
Yeah.
What are you, PETA?
No, I'm not PETA by any means. Oh, goodness.
Probably won't be a lot of getting on big schools of trout today. I don't. There might be. Somebody's might get on them, but it's going to be tough.
Well, we all know about taking care of our resource. Without that, we don't have a job. We don't have anything to do.
That's right.
Got to keep our fishery healthy.
That's right.
I'm going through some tough times over here, buddy. I've been around a while, and I've seen it like this after killer freezes and stuff, but it's just, man, we're having to rebuild from the ground floor up, you know, Pencil City, you know, let them grow up. Get us some quality fish one day.
Man.
You know, as far as trout.
Yeah. I hate y'all are going through that.
Well, we did it to ourselves. And Mother Nature didn't help any either. You know, that was the biggest culprit. And oh, yeah, six. Well, you had 4, maybe 5 years of extreme drought conditions. And then you turn right back around. And then 6 years of floods, and one of them was a biblical flood, you know, Harvey. And, that was the last handle on the commode that was pushed right there was Harvey. That was a flusher. And it's just something we're having to go through and deal with. And I can't believe all the new guides popping up. I mean, who would want to be a guide trying to make a name for himself in a fishery like we have right now?
We definitely have a lot of new ones, too, in Matagorda.
Yeah, it's just pour water on the ground, they just pop up, man. It's like planting corn. They're everywhere.
Oh, maybe they, you know, when all the COVID stuff started, I figured maybe some of them's jobs went away or something, so people, you know, become.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I didn't know what happened, but I know somewhere around that COVID, it definitely seemed like there was a lot of new ones.
Yeah.
Man, it's raining pretty hard at my house.
Is it? I hadn't looked at radar over your way. We've got a few lingering around up around Conroe, and, you know, it's all just kind of moving towards the coast. Yeah, I see Bay City's got a pretty good shower over there, Wharton.
Yeah, yeah. And
yes,
blowing
sir?
Pretty hard here already.
Yeah, it's and it's going to continue to pick up.
Right.
And it won't be a flusher front, you know, because it's going to be mostly, you know, it'll start out north-northeast, and it'll really go to northeast and blow real hard. So that's, if anything, it'll pump water in instead of sucking it out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, what, east the next couple of days, isn't it? Back south, mm-hmm. southeast.
And they're calling for it to turn around and go southeast, you know, immediately after this thing. So,
I saw a warm front tomorrow.
Yeah, how about that?
And then another cold front Monday.
Oh, boy.
What I heard, but the one Monday is not supposed to blow as bad, what they said last night.
Yeah. East-northeast at 10 on Monday, they're saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like a little one. Reinforcer.
Yeah. Friday, we got another one switching from south to north.
Yeah, there's so another
here
term.
They come.
Another, the trio tournament is next Friday.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Mother Nature protecting her.
Yep.
Resource once again.
We had a lot of tournaments in this October because all the tournaments from the summer, everybody moved them to October.
Yeah.
So October.
Thinking of COVID, it'd be better, and it's not any different. You still got to take your precautions. I mean, it's people just got to use their heads. Stay out of crowds. Stay away from people. Do your thing.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of tournaments in October because they all got moved.
Yeah. Got to get them in. Got to get them fish, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a tough, long day probably today, but I guess we'll just have to deal with it.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Don't have a lot of choice.
No.
Everybody's been catching up. I mean, this week's been pretty good. There's been a couple days that were slow, but overall the week's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Today might be different.
Well, that front's finally cleared the coast. It's 26 out of the north northeast at the north jetty up here. So,
oh,
here she comes. There she blows.
That sounds like fun.
North at 13 at the harbor.
Yeah.
So it's cleared down your way too.
Getting there. Be a lot of boats in the river and intercoastal.
Yeah. Just gonna have to deal with it, man.
Deal with it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go deal with it.
So y'all have, what, 15 boats?
Yeah, I don't – it's 12 or 15. I'm not real sure exactly how many. There's somewhere in that neighborhood. You know, it's called the Aspen Tournament. It's a – I'm not exactly sure. It's like a bunch of companies together.
Mm-hmm.
You get together and do this deal every year.
Man, it makes it fun for their employees and, you know, everybody involved.
Yeah, I mean, it was a real fun deal last year. Like this year, the weather was perfect for it. This year is a little different.
Win some, lose some.
Some you lose some. Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll see. I don't know. I got two men and two women. There are two men and their wives are coming, so I'm sure them women aren't going to like this kind of weather.
Probably not. Just put them on the bow and run across West Matagorda Bay. They'll never come back.
Little Port O'Connor jetties and turn around.
Yeah, sure. Run down there and make a turnaround. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Boy, that'd do it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get out of the wind somewhere and maybe catch a few fish.
That's what we're gonna do our best.
All right, buddy. Well, Tommy, if somebody wants to come down Matagorda way and get hooked up with you and do a little fishing, how do they get a hold of you, man? Throw them out a number.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm still got some open days in November, so definitely
okay.
Need to book a few more in November. They can look me up, Captain Tommy Alexander, but the best way, just give me a call, 979-709-8242.
You got it, buddy. All right, Tommy. Well, good luck today, and be safe.
It happens.
Wear your life jacket.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, man. I'll talk
Tommy,
to you
talk to you next week. See you, bud.
Okay.
Later. All right. That's Captain Tommy Alexander down in Matagorda. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:36 in the Bayou City. All right, let's get back to it here. Now we're going to go up to Lake Conroe and talk to our good friend Tex Bowman. Tex, good morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
I know I'm a little early on you. I had you for the next hour, but all these so-called guides aren't picking up this morning. They're going to sleep it in with a front coming.
Man, I tell you, it's going to be something, I tell you. I don't have a trip today, Mickey, but I got one tomorrow, and they checked in with me, and they want to go. So, and the forecast's not too bad tomorrow.
No, it's not. It's going to turn around quick.
So we're going to go out there. I was on the lake yesterday, went out and we baited up, fished a while, and I tell you what, bad day.
Bad day, huh?
Bad day. Man, I don't mind telling you, Mickey, we caught probably about 6 little catfish, 9 3/4 was the longest one.
Goodness.
And the larger cats wouldn't turn on for me. And I don't know what the deal was. We moved about 4 times, and it just couldn't get them going. And we went shallow and put some bobbers on, and we caught a big old brim. I'll try and send a picture out of there. It's one of them picture brim. And we'll send it out there and all, but we could not catch them shallow either in the rocks and everything. And just a bad day is all I know. But we went ahead and baited up, and we'll be out there in the morning, see if we can get them going.
Well, that's but, fishing.
I tell you what, it's fishing. I know some of the other Carl caught, he never did say how many, but he caught some yesterday. And then Richard, Richard's doing good with them, but they're up north, so.
Right.
And I'm down on that, I call it the damn side of the lake, I guess you call it.
The damn side of the lake. Damn south.
There you go, damn south. And anyhow, well, they were not turned on. We moved enough that if they were really biting, it'd probably do some good. Mm-hmm. And I noticed squirrels here at the house. We got a roving pack of them, I guess you call it. Wife feeds them out there on the patio. And then things stirred up on the lake side yesterday, too. You know, they were really picking up all that seed and stuff she throws out there. And it seemed like they were doing the late feeds. You know, I'm talking about, 3, 4 o'clock right in there. And, of course, I fished most of my fishings of the morning there, Mickey. And, I do that on account of being so hot and everything, normally. And, it was a beautiful day yesterday. I mean, little breeze and everything. And, we just couldn't, make them do their thing, you know. And,
right.
Outside of that, Mickey, I've been getting ready for hunting season, boy. It's getting close now, I want you to know.
A lot of folks are.
Yes, sir. And,
including myself.
We'll get Saturday and a guide trip in, and then it slows way down, and I'll probably go over there to the Deer Lease a couple days, and we put a new stand up this year, and it's looking good, put it that way.
Yeah.
And between the hogs and the deer, and seen one shooter buck there. It's on the camera. We haven't saw him, but it's at night. And but he's around, and if you see him at night on the camera, well, there's a good chance you'll see him sometime during the day. It's doe chasing time for East Texas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come around eventually there then, you know. So we're looking forward to it. The roads are fair right now. They're going to get bad. We know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like every year, man.
Wouldn't it be nice, though, to have a dry fall and keep everything nice and dry and easy access?
Wouldn't
that be nice?
Yes, sir, it would. I can remember some times, it had to be about 6 years ago or seven, that you could wear tennis shoes over there all winter long.
Yeah.
But not happening now, man, I tell you. It's been a wet winters, and the roads get bad, and just one of them things, you know. I used my winch quite a bit last year, Mickey. If you're going to have a four-wheeler or side-by-side, when you buy it, you better get a winch on it. That's all I'm saying. And last year, I used mine probably five or six times. And that's the most I can remember having to use a winch in one season, you know. But it's something that a piece of equipment or accessory on the four-wheeler or side-by-side over my way you need it. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. Really something. But me, we don't have a whole lot of other stuff going on. I've been to the lake just enough that get a pattern going on them fish and everything. And yesterday didn't pattern out.
Yeah.
One of them things. But we'll get around to it again. And, that way I do the wintertime, a lot of them ask me if I guide through the winter, and I say yes. And what I do, if someone calls and books a trip through the winter, you know, they're off through Thanksgiving, and they get off through Christmas. And what we do, I'll come in from the deer lease, and we'll go up one day and bait the catfish holes up, and then the next day take them guiding, and it usually pays out pretty good that way if we bait up ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm liable to go right on back to the deer lease and go from there. But that's how we do it, you know. And a lot of the guides are that way. They'll guide when they can and got a booking, and then the rest of the time out chasing them old deer, you know, and go from there. But it looks like it's going to be a good year. We got a few acorns, and there's water around on the ponds and everything. A lot over where we're at, the old duckweed is real bad this year for some reason.
Duckweed, huh? Well.
Yeah. So, you know, it's that stuff that floats on top of the water. And
right. It's real leafy-like, yeah.
Yes, sir. And it I don't know if it knocks oxygen out or what, but the ducks don't even like it, you know. So I don't know what the deal is there, but
I wonder why they call it duckweed. If the ducks don't like it, wonder why they call it duckweed.
I don't know either, but anyhow, they'll shy away from it, you know, and go from there. But if we got acorns, we used to have the ducks in. And when I say ducks, mostly wood ducks and mallards, and we'll get a few of the, I call them bluebills in, you know. And it'll give you an interesting season anyhow, shooting ducks like that when it's time, you know.
Right.
So it'll be a good deal. But I've seen them old wood ducks before Mickey come. They be in the water, and there'll be an acorn tree out on the shoreline, you know. And
yeah,
they'll go fly out there, and it's like the blackbirds or something, a big group of them, and they'll fly out there on that tree, and boy, they'll get them acres, and they'll fly back to the water, and it's a lot of fun to watch them do that. But makes up for a good hunting trip when you get to do all that, you know.
I remember one year we were killing mallards up the Trinity River, you know, and the river was flooding pretty good. We'd get them mallards home and clean them, and all of them were full of corn. I said, these have got to be hitting somebody's deer feeders up there around Liberty County or somewhere. You know, some of the wood ducks had corn in them. So,
right, and they will do that, and you know you're not supposed to bait them or anything.
No, you can't bait them.
But these wood ducks were flying out to acorn trees out on the shoreline and getting their acorns and flying back to water. And this year where I'm at, I'm about probably maybe 200 yards, a little bit less than 200 yards from some water.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, I'm taking the a deer feeder over there, and you have to try and get it in a distance where it doesn't interfere with the ducks and everything, and still
right.
You can attract the deer and the hogs there too. So you have to watch that, you know, be careful with that. But I don't know the exact distance. I'd have to go back and look and find out, Mickey. But the there's a distance that you're supposed to be from baited area, you know.
Right. That's right. And, that's a law.
I look that up and find out and be sure we try and stay compliant with the law, you know. So it'll be interesting there. And, Mickey, not much else going on. Just it's that time, you know. Get your four-wheelers ready and your side-by-sides and the old gun. Get them out and check them out. Be sure they're shooting in the right spot, you know.
That's it.
Yeah. It's getting that time of year, you know.
All right, so, Tex. Well, I'm glad I got a hold of you. Sorry it was a little early, but that's kind of the way it worked out on the schedule this morning. But
it ain't no problem with me. I'm around.
All right, buddy. Well, somebody wants to call you and come up and fish with you, give them some info, bud.
Make your best ways on my cell phone, and it's 713-252-4290, and Lake Conroe fishingguides.com. We keep that old page. It's getting some years on it there now, but anyhow, we're hanging in there with it, but lakeconroefishingguides.com, and you'll get us up there, and we're going to be hunting some, and we're going to be fishing some, so it's a fun time of year.
You got it. All right, my friend. Well, Tex, have a good day, and always enjoy talking to you. See you, bud.
Thank you, Captain Mickey. Talk to you later.
Okay, Tex. See you now. All right, that's Tex Bonin. All right, let's go next. Let's strike up a conversation with Lynn Smith. Let's get started with him. Lynn, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, good. Good, Mick. How about you?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm always good.
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. Yeah. I'm off today, but I'll be
well, good day to be
tomorrow.
Off.
I know it.
It's going to crank.
I was going to go out and do a little scouting this morning, but I said, no, I think I'll just hold off. And I've got to fish tomorrow, and then I'm going to head down south. And we've got some management hunters coming down to the ranch. And so we've got our first hunters, management hunters coming, so we got to get going for the start of the year. It's going to start happening, and I'm looking forward to it. We got 600 coming down to the ranch. So anyway, they're going to shoot 8-pointers, and we got to get these 8-pointers going and get them off the ranch early.
Yeah, what age do you let those 8-pointers get to before y'all go ahead and take them off?
They're 3.5, 4.5 years old.
Yeah.
You know, something right in that range. Yeah.
Isn't it, once they get that age, that's pretty much all they're going to be, right? Just an age?
I think so. Yeah. 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 And 3.5, 4.5 years old, they're pretty much done, you know.
Sure.
But they're pretty much pretty big, you know, pretty big deer, really. I was sitting in the stands the other day with just scouting, and I saw some pretty big eight pointers. And we had I was scouting for these bow hunters that we had the other day, and I saw some big eight pointers. And in fact, one of them put in a tripod. He killed a big eight point that was still in velvet.
Wow!
He was in full velvet. Yeah.
I'll bet that's gonna make a pretty mount.
I know it. He had never killed a deer in velvet.
I never have either. I've never popped one in velvet.
He was excited about that. But and that deer was a big eight. He was pretty big. But I saw that deer 2 days in a row, and so I'm excited about that. But anyway, but I saw a big eight, big wide, tall eight. So I'm kind of anxious to put one of these hunters on him and see if we can see him again. And we've got quite a few of those that we need to take off the ranch for sure.
Yeah.
And they need to go. But we've always had a lot of eight pointers in the past that needed to go. And in the past, a lot of these hunters didn't want to shoot eight pointers, you know.
Right.
And they always want to shoot 10s and 12s, you know.
Don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. And we said, man, we need to get rid of these eights.
To me, that's the ultimate trophy is a giant eight, you know, like a 145, 150 class, even bigger, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
What was George Strait's eight? Remember that made top 10?
I don't know.
170 something? Can you imagine?
Well, I saw one that came out of Encinal. We went over to a ranch there in Encinal one night and had dinner. The ranch foreman, he killed one that scored 168.
Oh, Lord, that's a trophy.
That was a beast. That was a beast. A 150 eight point is a big eight point.
I'm telling you, man, that's my goal. I want a big eight. I've never killed a giant eight, and that's that's pretty much what I'm hunting for right now.
Yeah, I had a. I love this one particular stand that was about 300 yards from a protein feeder, and we had some big deer coming to this protein feeder, and I had some monster deer coming to it, but they wouldn't come anywhere near the stand, way down to the stand.
Yeah.
So I went down and I put a pop-up stand way back in the brush, right by the protein pen, and covered it up and all that. And I said, I want to see these deer up close, you know. And I got down there one day. I got down there and got in that pop-up, and I was sitting in there with my cell phone, and I took a picture of a monster eight-pointer. I mean, a monster. And so one of the guys on the lease, he texted me, and he said, have you seen any big eights? He said, I've shot everything but a big eight. He said, I want a big eight. And I texted him that picture of this big eight. I mean, he was huge. He was at least 150, maybe bigger. Man. And boy, he texted me back. He said, oh, he'll work.
He'll work. Yeah, I guarantee you.
And he hunted that deer for like 2 weekends. He hunted him and never got him.
Oh,
and I went to pick him up, and I drove up to that pop-up. It was dark, and I pulled up there to the pop-up, and he got out of that pop-up stand, and I said, well? He said, well, I saw him, and he was in the brush, and he said, I could see his horns sticking up over the brush. He said, boy, he was a monster. I said, wasn't he? He said, oh, he was pretty, but it was too dark to shoot.
Right.
But he said, boy, he was a big one. I said, I'm telling you, he was a monster. But there are some monster big eights, and you're right. A big eight point is a beautiful deer.
It is. Beautiful. That's the ultimate trophy to get you a big monster like that in an eight point, you know.
Yeah. That's big time. That big eight pointer, he would stare at that pop-up stand in that brush.
he knew
something was wrong.
Knew.
I unzipped that window, that screen. I unzipped it just enough to get my cell phone up there and take a picture of him, you know. And he stared at me. Boy, he knew something wasn't right. But he just stared at me, and then he just turned and walked off, you know.
Yeah.
But he didn't run. He just walked off.
Lynn, you got time for me to take my top of the hour break and come back to you? Are you
sure.
busy? All right. Well,
no.
Hang with me. We'll talk some more deer when I come back. I'll be right back, bud.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.